Many of y'all have heard of the famous story surrounding Harry Truman. Y'all have heard of the mistaken newspaper headline, Dewey Defeats Truman. That's when the Chicago Daily Tribune incorrectly reported that Thomas Dewey had beaten Harry Truman in 1948 for the White House. Southern voters would have been fine with that outcome since they voted for Dixiecrat Strom Thurmond. Folks, the year 1948 was an interesting and momentous year in Southern politics. World War II had just ended. The king of American politics, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, had passed away in Warm Springs, Georgia. FDR had reigned omnipotently as president for almost 15 years. His vice president was an obscure, peculiar-looking Missourian named Harry Truman. Truman had been a haberdasher in Independence, Missouri, who'd gone broke selling men's clothing. The legendary St. Louis Pendergrass political machine took Harry in and made him a U.S. senator. Well, Harry was a backbencher in the Senate, to say the least, but FDR plucked him out of the Senate and made him his running mate. Well, of course, FDR won the 44 election overwhelmingly. Americans never unelect presidents in the middle of a war. Thus the saying, you never change horses in the middle of the stream. Truman settled in his obscurity as vice president. He would often quote another vice president, John Nance Garner. FDR didn't even tell Truman about our scientists working on a project to create that nuclear bomb. However, it fell to Harry to drop those bombs on Japan, which ended World War II. Another famous Texas politician, Sam Rayburn, was Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. Miss Sam ruled the House with an iron hand, craftily shepherding FDR's New Deal legislation through Congress. Miss Sam had a private office tucked away in the basement of the Capitol. It was right under the House chamber. Well, Miss Sam Rayburn, the Speaker, would also refer to himself as the chairman of the Board of Education. He would invite a aspiring young congressman to join him every afternoon around 3 for a Board of Education meeting. His cubbyhole Board of Education would only hold about 12 or 15 members. Therefore, you knew you'd arrive when you received one of Mr. Sam's invitations to his 3 o'clock board meeting. Miss Sam would promptly look at his watch at 3 and adjourn Congress and stroll downstairs to his Board of Education meeting where they would enjoy bourbon and branch water. Since Harry really had nothing much to do as vice president, Miss Sam extended him a standing invitation to his board meeting. Oh, Harry was a regular as they enjoyed their good Kentucky bourbon and Texas branch water. One April afternoon in 1945, Mr. Sam, Harry, and a dozen congressmen had about 3 or 4 libations under their belts, and the Secret Service came in and whisked old Harry away to the White House. They all looked puzzled. Well, FDR had died in Georgia, and Harry was sworn in as president. I'm not saying Harry was inebriated. However, he was probably a little dizzy as he unexpectedly became president of the United States. Harry Truman was elected and upset as president in 1948. He won despite the departure of the Deep South, which had been loyally Democratic. The South split off from the Democratic Party and voted for Dixiecrat ticket led by South Carolina Strom Thurmond. But old Harry won anyway. Thank y'all for listening.